Task 2. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and decide if the sentences are true or false, according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
It's breakfast time! Forget stacks of pancakes covered in maple syrups, as there's really no place for any of these items in the classic full English breakfast. So grab your knife and your fork and come with me as we feast our eyes on Britain's most treasured national dish. History of the full English. The origins of the full English breakfast are a bit of a mystery, but many believe it harks back to the time of landed gentry. The full English breakfast was later adopted by the working classes as a great way to start the day during the Industrial Revolution. Nowadays, most Brits indulge in a full English only at the weekends, but boy, is it worth the wait. Also called a fry-up, the full English consists of the following fundamental items. Eggs. Fried eggs are most common in a full English breakfast. Well, what did you expect with the name fry-up? However, scrambled and poached eggs are totally acceptable options. Bacon. We mainly use British back bacon. The bacon is served fried or grilled until the fat is golden brown, and no, it isn't covered in maple syrup. Sausages. The full English breakfast is the perfect place for you to show off your sausage. And no, I'm not talking sausage patties or hot dog wieners. Instead, we prefer a simple Lincoln or Cumberland sausage, fried or grilled. Black pudding. I can only imagine this is called a pudding to make it sound more appealing. Black pudding is actually not a pudding. In fact, it's more like a sausage, but made with kidney fat, oatmeal, and pig's blood. Mm-mm. It's sliced and then, yep, you guessed it, fried. And tastes a bit dry and salty, a bit like everything else on the plate. Baked beans. Our baked beans are very different to the original American creation, which was made up of beans stewed with pork and molasses. British baked beans are stewed haricot beans, typically in a tomato sauce. You could make your own, but most of us just buy them in a tin. Toast. Toast or fried bread is essential. You can use it as a platform to transport eggs and beans to your mouth, or you could save it and cover it in marmalade. Mushrooms. Mushrooms should never come from a tin. Only fresh mushrooms will do. Grill or fry them gently and add some herbs if you're feeling particularly creative. Tomatoes. Grilled tomatoes are perhaps the most colourful item on the plate. So, there you go. Eggs, bacon, sausages, black pudding, baked beans, toast, mushrooms, and tomatoes. Let me know what you think. It really is the perfect way to start the day like a true Brit. Enjoy with a cup of tea or coffee, and of course, a copy of the morning papers.
Now listen again.
It's breakfast time! Forget stacks of pancakes covered in maple syrups, as there's really no place for any of these items in the classic full English breakfast. So grab your knife and your fork and come with me as we feast our eyes on Britain's most treasured national dish. History of the full English. The origins of the full English breakfast are a bit of a mystery, but many believe it harks back to the time of landed gentry. The full English breakfast was later adopted by the working classes as a great way to start their day during the Industrial Revolution. Nowadays, most Brits indulge in a full English only at the weekends, but boy, is it worth the wait. Also called a fry-up, the full English consists of the following fundamental items. Eggs. Fried eggs are most common in a full English breakfast. Well, what did you expect with the name fry-up? However, scrambled and poached eggs are totally acceptable options. Bacon. We mainly use British back bacon. The bacon is served fried or grilled until the fat is golden brown, and no, it isn't covered in maple syrup. Sausages. The full English breakfast is the perfect place for you to show off your sausage. And no, I'm not talking sausage patties or hot dog wieners. Instead, we prefer a simple Lincoln or Cumberland sausage, fried or grilled. Black pudding. I can only imagine this is called a pudding to make it sound more appealing. Black pudding is actually not a pudding. In fact, it's more like a sausage, but made with kidney fat, oatmeal, and pig's blood. Mm-mm. It's sliced and then, yep, you guessed it, fried. And tastes a bit dry and salty, a bit like everything else on the plate. Baked beans. Our baked beans are very different to the original American creation, which was made up of beans stewed with pork and molasses. British baked beans are stewed haricot beans, typically in a tomato sauce. You could make your own, but most of us just buy them in a tin. Toast. Toast or fried bread is essential. You can use it as a platform to transport eggs and beans to your mouth, or you could save it and cover it in marmalade. Mushrooms. Mushrooms should never come from a tin. Only fresh mushrooms will do. Grill or fry them gently and add some herbs if you're feeling particularly creative. Tomatoes. Grilled tomatoes are perhaps the most colourful item on the plate. So, there you go. Eggs, bacon, sausages, black pudding, baked beans, toast, mushrooms, and tomatoes. Let me know what you think. It really is the perfect way to start the day like a true Brit. Enjoy with a cup of tea or coffee, and of course, a copy of the morning papers.
This is the end of task 2.